Okay, so check this out, right? This is sort of a philosophy that a lot of people have all twisted up, okay? Now, there's certain things in life that you care about. There's certain things in life you really care less about, right? For example, me, okay? I really hate sports. I suck at it. I'm terrible at sports, okay? I've always been. It's just not my strong suit, okay? So, I mean, I really don't care about what I do out there on the field, okay? Makes me no difference because it's not something that I'm passionate about. I'm not saying that I couldn't become passionate about it. Excuse me. Hi, how's it going? I'm not saying I couldn't become passionate about it. Frankly, I'm just not, okay? At this point in my life and, you know, whatever, right? Okay? Doesn't pull me in, right? Okay? Then on the other hand, you have some things that you are passionate about, things that you actually want, that you actually care about. Okay? Like the quality of your women, personality-wise, looks-wise, the whole nine yards, okay? Now, most people, you know, they go into life with the things that they care about, that they actually care about, okay? And they say, well, you know what? I got rejected by this girl who's an 8, so I'll go down to a 7. You know, the 7 rejected me, so I'll go down to a 6. You know what I'm saying? So, they, you know, first thing that they freaking get their hands on, you know what I'm saying? It's not a choice. It's more of a, this is all I was ever really capable of. You know, this is the only level that I'm capable of. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Now, you got to understand where, you know, where like, for example, right? You know what I'm saying? The women that I talk to that I particularly like, okay, that I have a honest interest in, are a little bit easier for me to approach, okay? Now, most people would think, oh, you're taking the chicken's way out, okay? Rightfully so, you could say that, okay? Or you could also say, you know, type of girl that I like to talk to just happens to be a little sweeter, a little bit more feminine, a little bit more submissive, average girl out there, okay? And that's what I want, okay? And so I'm man enough to take what I like. I don't need, you know, it's just like, you know, people, they see a high label on it, a high dollar value on it. They think, oh, God, it's so expensive, it's worth so much. It could be the same exact thing, the exact same thing. It just costs 4 or 5 times more. You invest 4 or 5 times more in the same exact thing, okay? Because you hear that this one's the real thing and this one's a knockoff. Can you tell the difference? Can you tell the difference with your eyes between the real one and the knockoff? Okay, what if I switched them? Would you be able to tell the difference? Okay? You know, if not, then, you know, go with the cheaper, easier thing to go with, okay? You see what I'm saying? But if you can, but if there's an obvious difference, okay? You know what I'm saying? You know, you want to go for the best. You know what I mean? You want to go for the best that, you know, you can get. And so, you know, I think that's really important. Oh, God, dude. I'm counseling this guy. I'm like, coaching this guy right now. He's starting to get on my nerves because he's avoiding the answering the question, okay? You know, because see, the thing is when you're coaching a person through something, okay, they're going to ask questions. So basically, he feels like he's being a chump or like a weak or soft person right now that's not very attractive to women. Okay, this is how he feels. And I'm telling him, you know, according to the books that he reads and pickup artist that he listens to and stuff like this. I'm here telling him, look, man, rules are meant to be broken for half the time. You know what I'm saying? A rule is like a goal, okay? If you can find a better goal, okay, and you drop the old goal, you know what I'm saying? You use the updated goal. You see what I'm saying? In place of that other goal, okay? You know what I'm saying? You can find an easier, quicker way to get to $1 million, you know, than the one that you're already following. Okay, then you want to put what you're doing on the back burner so that you can actually follow through with the new idea that's going to make you $1 million faster, okay? And so that's what I'm talking about, okay? You know what I'm saying? You know, so I ask him, you know, I'm asking him all these questions to sort of get him into the mindset of like, you know, hey man, you can do whatever you want to do, okay, as long as you're okay with it. And it goes between those, that fine line between, you know, whether you're being honest with yourself or you're not being honest with yourself. You see what I'm saying? The people that are teaching you this stuff is being honest with themselves. You know, you just can't accept everything the teachers say, you know, word for word. You know, you have to use your own intelligence to, you know, do that. It makes it kind of not that easy when, you know, your teachers aren't all that intelligent. Well, anyway, let me pause this, answer this question. I'll be right back. Yeah, so ultimately what happened was this. He started reading a new book, okay? Took in some new information, okay? And now his mind is scrambled. Okay, he doesn't know if he's being too nice of a guy or too, you know, jerkish of a guy and all this other types of stuff. And this is what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? This is very important to understand. Okay, because this is ego. Okay, this is ego talking. It's like, for example, right? Okay, you've got a person and they are, how's it going, you know, you've got a person and they have, like, I don't know, an agenda, they got a set, they're set to something, okay, they've got a set certain something, okay, and that's who they are, or whatever, right, okay, and then you switch everything around, okay, you change a couple of the foundational pieces, okay, and it completely rocks the foundation, okay, that's basically what he's going through. Okay, that's what he's going through right now. You know what I'm saying? His life was fine. The way that he saw his life was fine. His matrix was fine. Everything was fine until something rocked the balance of the plates of the fucking ground and caused an earthquake, so to speak. Okay, now, and it was the stuff that's in his book. Okay, now, how am I going to fix this guy's issue? Okay, how am I going to fix his issue and make it for where he is happy being a nice guy? Okay, there's nothing wrong with being a nice guy. There's nothing wrong with being nice. Okay, the thing is it's like, you know what I'm saying, does she appreciate it? If she appreciates you being nice, you can be nice as you want. You know what I'm saying? You want to be nice. You want to be in a situation where you can be nice. You see what I'm saying? That's an ideal situation. Okay. Now, you know what I'm saying? You know, but, you know, she's gotta respect it, though. You know what I mean? And, you know, that's weird. It's a long road sometimes. Sometimes it's shorter, sometimes it's longer. Yeah, you know, so she's gotta respect you. So, yeah, like I was saying, you know, ideally you want to be in a situation where you can be nice to people, where you can be nice to your wife or nice to your girlfriend and all this other types of stuff. This is the ideal situation. Now, a lot of these pickup artists, you know, they're dealing with very, you know, girls from very shallow sort of backgrounds and a lot of this types of stuff, you know what I'm saying? A lot of this is coming from, you know, girls in a nightclub setting where it's going to be a lot different. The context is completely different, okay? When you go to a baseball game, you yell, you scream, you curse, okay? You know, you go to church, you know, you're humble, you pray, you know, you say grace and all this other types of stuff, okay? It's a similar situation when it comes to women, different types of women, where you're meeting these women. Same girl has multiple personalities, okay, that are going to show in different times. One time she's a mother, another time she just wants to have a fun time, and she works too freaking hard. She just wants to enjoy herself. You see what I'm saying? And so, you know, that's really what it's all about. See, thing is he doesn't realize that most of the pickup artists, guys in the pickup artists community, are idiots and they don't know what they're talking about. Okay, now how do I convince him of that? Okay, well, first of all, I get him to see how their one-sided thinking is egotistical. Okay, it's like, you know, I want to be the prize and all this other types of stuff. And, you know, you have to be the prize to the woman and all this other types of stuff. I'm like, dude, okay, bro, let her do the pushing and pulling, okay? Let her, on her own volition or whatever that word is, okay, do the pushing and pulling. I don't need to freaking push and pull, okay? I've got enough natural push and pull in myself already, okay? I don't need to fake it, you know what I'm saying? I don't need to plan or stage anything. Only thing I have to do is sit back, okay, run my normal game or do my normal routine or live my normal life and be happy, okay? And when she and give quality, okay? I call it quality shock. They call it negs. I call it quality shock. Same principle, inverted, okay? I give quality shock, okay? So the quality is so good of what I'm giving. That does she really want to play these games? Does she really want to not talk to me? Does she really want to, you know what I'm saying, not be friends with me? You know what I'm saying? Does she really, really, seriously? Are you serious? Are you really serious? Okay, because, people waste good opportunities because they're pissed off and they're in an egotistical mood instead of just saying, you know what, I'm wrong, I'm pissed off, I'm having a bad day. It's the end of the day. I'm stressed out. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you know what I've been through today? And then for me to hear one more thing, you know, I was just a little stressed or whatever. You know, there's so many people out there, you know, who neglect so many different facts of life when they're, you know, analyzing, you know, this game and stuff like this. You know, that if they're even misanalyzing, like, one thing, and I would ask them a common sense question, like, seriously, okay, if you knew that I only had 10 years to live, okay, you know what I'm saying, and I couldn't tell anybody, okay, do you think I'd be a little stressed or whatever, or a little this or that or whatever, you know what I'm saying, a little under pressure, under this or that, you know what I'm saying? Most pickup artists, coaches would say, yeah, you know what I'm saying, you know? And then, you know, you've got this aspect and that aspect. You see what I'm saying? They're only looking at so many aspects. Bless you. You're only looking at so many aspects. You see what I'm saying? And so you want to be able to give them, you know, be able to paint your picture with every single aspect of the sun, around the sun as possible, you know, so that you can come to very well-informed decisions, okay, that make sense. Because ultimately, what we're dealing with is not reality, okay? How's it going? When it comes from a second source, you know what I'm saying? When it comes from a second source, when reality comes from a second source, okay? It's not reality. It's a construction of reality. It's a map, okay? Okay, and some maps are more accurate than other maps, okay? For example, okay, you know, I see what I see through my eyes, okay? I see what I see through my eyes, and it's my personal experience, and that experience is textured on other experiences, you know, stories, metaphors, everything you could freaking possibly imagine. My life is textured, and it changes the way that I see my map. Okay. Now, this person might not have gone through this 2.0 upgrade, so to speak. You see what I'm saying? So they're still looking at the world through this map over here. Okay, so you're sitting here, you're making this decision, and they're saying, no, you can't do that, that's not right. You're like, okay, according to this, this and that, you look at this, this and that, this and that, this and that. This is the answer, okay? And then they're afraid or they're ashamed and they understand that a lot of life is perspective, and so then they hide and they say, no, I was right the whole time. You never want somebody to back themselves into a corner of them being right, okay? Because, see, the thing is sometimes people aren't right. What's up, man? How's it going? Sometimes people aren't right, okay? And so to make them feel like they have to back themselves into a corner and say that they are, or that they have to make a decision right now, you know what I'm saying, sucks, okay? Unless you just want to go on to the next freaking person. You said what you got to say. You've done what you got to done. You know what I'm saying? You've heard out what you know, you gave what you sent. You know, if I could offer this to you, you know what I'm saying, this and that to you, you know, could I, you know, could I, you know what I'm saying, if I had to provide it, whatever. They're like, yeah, okay. I'm like, well, here's this, here's this, here's that. Yeah, that sound good to you? Fair price? Okay, good, out of the door. Okay, so then, you know, there's that. I mean, and the point is like, you never want somebody to say, oh, I don't like this, or I don't like that, okay? You know what I'm saying? Never verbalize. You know, let them keep that to themselves. A lot of times, you know, there's different ways that you can like polish that down, okay? So that particular paradigm softens, okay? For example, you know, they say, no, I don't think this is a great idea, and you laugh. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yeah, you know, you've got to be kidding me, okay? Because no idiot in their freaking mind would ignore this fact, this fact, this fact, this fact, and this fact, as well as this one, this one, this one, and this one. There is no one stupid enough on earth to ignore those facts, okay? So if you ignore them, that means you must be stupid. You must be the stupidest person on earth. You, this is definitely not you. I can tell you're extremely intelligent. Look, okay, this, that, this, voila, okay, you've got their solution, okay, makes complete logical sense, okay? Now you might want to say something that makes it your fault, okay? Yeah, you know, a lot of times I don't speak that clearly, so, you know, people get the wrong exact decision of what I'm making wrong. It's my fault. It's my fault, okay? That's my fault. I apologize. I made that mistake. That was my mistake. Because people want to be perfect, okay? You know what I'm saying? Not possible. Yet people want to be perfect all the time, okay? You know, very rarely. When's the last time you had someone actually apologize to you for something that they did wrong? You see what I'm saying? You know, out of the blue, okay? I got the first chick to apologize to me out of the blue without me asking her. Actually, I asked her, okay? She blocked me from her friends. She had already added me on Skype, and then she apologized about it, okay? Very rarely do you actually get an apology. Most people just want to play the I'm right, I'm right, I'm right, I'm right card. You see what I'm saying? You know, and, you know, instead of compromise or looking at both sides and seeing how, wow, you know, this is a catch-22 or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Hey, get well soon there, kiddo, huh? You know, so when it comes down to it, you know, you've got to keep a lot of different things into consideration, okay? You know what I'm saying? Why didn't she say hi to me, okay? Was it because what I said was just so not good or something like this? Or was it because, you know, in her culture she does this and this and that? You know what I'm saying? Is it because she's angry? Is it because of this? Is it because of that? Is she just, you know, showing token reactance? Okay, you know what I'm saying? To prove that she's the prize or something like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when it comes down to it, there should be quality shock. Okay, like I said, hey, how's it going there? Light skirt. You know, you're very welcome. You know, when it comes down to it, you know, that should be quality shock. I should be shocking them with the quality of the things that I know, the ways that I can make them feel, the things that I see, the ways that I see the world, okay? And then they get used to that, okay? They get accustomed to that high level of thinking, okay, from someone who is a thinker professionally or a thinker as a hobbyist, you know what I'm saying? Looking at all these other different perspectives that are backed by science, okay? That 99.8% of freaking human beings on earth, you know, don't even care to really study or look at, okay, more than, you know, your basic psychology class or whatever, you know what I'm saying, that they listen to the principles, they see the principles happening to them every single day, yet they fail to recognize that it's happening to them, okay, you know what I'm saying, because they haven't had it connected to anything real, it's all textbook. It hasn't been converted into real life in their mind. They haven't had the time to do it. They haven't had anyone to take the time to do it. Okay? So, just imagine this, right? You get information that makes you that makes communication for you easier. Say you used to get in an argument a week, or two or three arguments a week, and because of this information, you could get in one argument every 3 weeks. Okay, because of this new information, it just makes things a lot cleaner, a lot smoother for you, a lot smoother for your life, and everything like this. And you're still able to get your point across just as well as if you won the argument, quote unquote, right? Okay, now this is good technology to have. This is something that will increase the quality of your life, right? Okay, it is something that will make your work easier, am I correct? Okay, because that's what we're going for here. Okay, we want things that are going to make your life clean and easy and smooth. Okay, that's what it's about. So, be smart. Okay, be smart. Okay, get the information from the best, okay, and recognize that, you know, a lot of times, you know, seeing life through certain filters. So just imagine this, right? She's got a boyfriend or something like that. That's okay. You know, she got a boyfriend or something like this, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, a boyfriend is out there in the world and all this other type of stuff. Or some guy or something like this or whatever, right? You know what I'm saying? Right? Some guy is out there in the world. Okay? And she's thinking about you and him. Like, which one is she going to pick? She going to pick him? She going to pick you? Well, first of all, you got to recognize that she's going to oscillate. You both have good qualities. Okay? He makes her feel good in these ways. You make her feel good in these ways. Okay? So, that's one thing. That's the first thing that you have to realize and recognize. You know what I'm saying? First thing. Second thing you want to realize and recognize is this. Okay? Second thing you want to recognize is this. Okay? That there is sort of a... That you know, the more that you know about the mind, the more that you're going to be able to optimize, you know, the amount of money that you make, how you make money, the whole nine yards. So you're going to be able to become a better breadwinner, a better provider, you know. At the same time, you know, she's going to get used to that high level thinking, okay? And what's going to happen is she's going to go and she's going to say, you know what, you know, I'm tired of this, I don't want to deal with this. Or she just watches some soap opera or some guy that reminds her of one of your qualities or something like this, and somehow she's convinced that it's a possibility that you might be like him and he's not the nice guy, right? And then she's like, oh, well I'm not going to be with you, I'm not going to, you know, engage my time, you know, with you and all this other types of stuff, you know. I'm absolutely in love with you, you're so beautiful, all right, you know. So she thinks to herself, okay, you know, oh, well, you know, oh, well, everybody's like this, you know what I'm saying? This is just normal everyday, you know what I'm saying? Normal everyday pecking order of how things go, okay? You know, she leaves the situation, and she recizes, holy God, you know what I'm saying? Holy Jesus Christ, like, this is really good. This is really good, you know what I'm saying? This guy is really good. He's good at what he does. He's careful. He's patient. You know what I'm saying? He's a great guy. You know what I'm saying? He has all these wonderful qualities and all this other types of stuff. You know, do I really not want to have that in my life? Is this something that I really don't want in my life? Okay, you see what I'm saying? Of course, she says, no, I've got to have this in my life. You know what I'm saying? It's just a wise... an intentionally wise decision to make those things, you know, noticed in your life. So a lot of these guys there, they're giving them a little bit and then taking away, giving a little bit, taking away, and all this other types of stuff. Well, I do it that way. It's not necessarily to be done in that way. Sure, it sounds more deceptive. It sounds, you know, more evil or something like that. But that's not the purpose, is to sound evil. Purpose is to be effective, okay? And easily effective, okay? You know what I'm saying? How's it going? Within the boundaries of what your morals and values are, okay? So, check this out. I provide immense value, okay? You know what I'm saying? She wants to take away from me so she can prove that, you know, she can do without me, and she's got all these great qualities and all this other types of stuff. And I'm completely okay with that. Okay? I'm completely okay with that. But she's the one that's taking away. I'm not doing the takeaways. Okay? Because as soon as she finds out that I'm taking away intentionally, or she hears about it, me doing this on audio or something like this or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Or she finds out that I'm playing some game or something like this, because she hears about some this or that or whatever, you know what I'm saying? She's going to get defenses for it, you know? So that's why I do it the reverse way. High quality, let her do the running away. Let her do the foolish bullshit BS. You know what I'm saying? Let that be on her, okay? I ain't have no time for that. You know, I'm going to be quality, okay? And then ultimately, you turn around, you know, you have a high quality, you know, and then you keep providing high quality, okay? And then what happens is, you know, they get used to that, okay? You know what I'm saying? And so, that's what's important. That's what's important. Okay? Providing high quality. Alright? Providing high quality. And as long as you know you have high quality, you know, that's what really counts. That's what really matters. Very high quality, I must add, sweetheart. Very beautiful. Yeah, so, let me pause this and answer my friend's email. So ultimately, like, that's what it's all about, you know what I'm saying? It's all about quality shock. You want to be able to give very high quality, you know what I'm saying, up front, and let them know what they are getting, like, right quick, you know what I'm saying? I mean, for example, right, you know, you've got somebody that's basically, you know, little bit of quality here, little bit of quality there. And the reason I think one of the reasons that you want to be able to give quality shock, you see what I'm saying, in as far as like psychologically, emotionally, is because, like, you know, there might be other things that you can't really do, you know what I'm saying? Like, for example, you know what I'm saying, you're broke, you know what I'm saying, you don't have the money, you know what I'm saying, you know, you're not fucking Bill Gates or something, you know, you're not Johnny freaking Depp, okay, you know, you're not you know, freaking Scarface or something, so you don't have a lot of money, okay? You know, in this economy, right? And so what do? You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you handle it? How do you cover that up? Because, you know what, I'm not going to spend any money on the girl. I can't afford to. You know what I'm saying? It's just it's terrible. It's like horrible, right? You know what I'm saying? I can't spend money on her. Okay? You know what I'm saying? So she's got to get her shock some other way. Okay? So for me, it's all about, like, it's all about giving that really high, ridiculous level, okay, early on. Like, imagine this, right? You go to Las Vegas, okay? There's no place on earth like Las Vegas, okay? So literally, you go to Las Vegas and, you know, you spend all this time. You finally get used to it. Next thing you know, by the time Vegas gets boring, can you imagine how, once, you know, Vegas is boring, can you imagine, like, how boring something else is? You know what I'm saying? Some small, random town in the middle of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's boring as hell. You know what I'm saying? And so, ultimately, or imagine this, right? You know, you've got a mansion, you live in a mansion, you live the mansion lifestyle, you've got a beautiful mansion, the whole nine yards, right? Okay? You're not going to want to go back to that one bedroom, okay? You know what I'm saying? You got this wonderful mansion, you're making all this money and all this other types of stuff, okay? You know what I'm saying? You know, you're living this high lifestyle, you're used to all these perks and amenities and stuff, to the point for where it doesn't even make a difference to you anymore. Okay, if you ever go backwards, you'll be stuck comparing your life to that mansion lifestyle for the rest of your life. That's why it's so important to be able to take people off the grid, of what they're used to. That's why it's so important to be able to create your own style of who you are and what you're about, okay? Because once they get a taste of that extreme goodness or whatever you want to call it, okay, you know what I'm saying, they're not going to find anyone, or rarely anyone, if ever, that's going to be able to make that up or to replace that. You see what I'm saying? And so, you know, that's really good. You know what I'm saying? And so always know, and keeping your mind and keeping the back of your mind, you're not taking anything from her. You know what I'm saying? You're not taking something away from, you know, this girl that you're sitting there and seducing. Okay, you're not stealing or taking from her. What you're doing is you're actually giving to her. Okay, you're giving to her. You're giving her something beautiful. Okay, something that literally only you can create. Okay, there's only one person with your name, first and last, in this city, in this time zone, you know, that has eyes like me, that's saying these exact words, okay, that's doing this exact thing. I'm one of a kind, I'm unique, I'm original, okay? I can't be replaced easily, okay? What I give is of a high quality, okay? You see what I'm saying? Why am I so sure that what I give is high quality? Okay, because most people don't even put an emphasis on quality at all. Most people are looking to take something away from somebody. They're looking to take something away from somebody, okay? You know, when I broke up with my ex-girlfriend, you know what I'm saying? Was I, like, happy or something? No. I was broke. I was heartbroken. It broke my heart. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, what she did was she gave tons of quality. Gave just so much quality. She never, you know, she stole from her own dad for me. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Just taking, like, you know, hundreds from her pops, you know? You know, I mean, you know, true, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, the total net worth of her family was like $500 million and everything like this. But she was so sweet, though. You know what I'm saying? She was just such a nice person. You know what I mean? Like, that's what, you know... You know, she could have been a bitch about it. She could have been throwing it all in my face. Look who you are, and look who I am, and look what pedigree I belong to, and all this other types of stuff. But no, she's completely cool. She's a sweetheart. Okay, she's an awesome girl, and all this other types of stuff. Me, on the other hand, you know what I'm saying? Level of quality that I give is ridiculous, okay? With the stuff that I know, the levels that I study it at, okay, there's things that I'm doing to her psychologically, you know what I'm saying, that's just insane, okay, you see what I'm saying, beyond words, okay, so now she's at a level where she's, you know, extremely happy, she's extremely blessed, she feels extremely good, and all this other types of stuff, you know what I'm saying, you know, she lets go of that, you know, ooh, I feel sorry for her, because most people are trying to take from her. They're not attempting to give to her. You see what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Most people, they find out, oh, she's making this kind of money. You know, her family's got this kind of background or whatever. They're attempting to take from her. They're not attempting to give to her. You see what I'm saying? You know, a person that's a taker is a dime a dozen. In fact, that's one of the reasons that this freaking economy is in such a freaking tizzy. Okay, because people are so busy trying to take that, you know, they're not geared to give. You see what I'm saying? I mean, think about it, right? You know, guy learns a skill at 30 years old, okay, and for the rest of his life, he feels as if he never has to learn any other skill at all for the rest of his life. And then at the same time, he also feels that he's going to be ahead of the crowd and ahead of the curve for the rest of his life. And that's just a given. Okay? That's not going to work. Okay? You see what I'm saying? People, see, the thing is, you want to be able to take advantage of people's desire for quick, now. I don't have to give anything, but you have to give a lot. Okay? Do you know why? Okay? Because what I offer is high fucking quality. Okay? And once they don't have it, it's going to be an addiction. How many women do I want to become addicted to me? Okay? How many women do I want to become addicted to my level of you know, dance, you know, romantic dance, the sexual dance? How many women do I want become completely and utterly addicted to my level of, you know, passion and what I offer? Okay, I want them all to become very addicted to me. Okay, so what am I gonna do? Am I gonna take away from somebody? If I'm a drug dealer, okay. If I'm a drug dealer, okay, and I'm selling, you know, cocaine or something, right? Okay, and I get it straight from Colombia, okay? The best stuff you can get, you know what I'm saying? You know, 99% pure, you know, very few, you know, additives and things like that. Just a very pure cocaine, okay? And this is what I'm selling on the streets, right? Okay? Ultimately, what's going to happen is people are going to get freaking hooked to that level. So anybody that's getting from someone else, some other place, they're lost. They're fucked. They're not going to find this quality anywhere else. Now, I could run short-term game or I could run long-term game. I am a big fan of long-term game. Okay? Now, I could squeeze them. Okay? I could gently start adding more, fillers and, you know, extra stuff like that, you know, more shake to the mix, or, you know, a little bit more, freaking, you know, baby laxative or whatever the heck, you know what I'm saying, you know, to the mix to cut it and all this other types of stuff. But that's stupid. I don't want to do that, okay, because you know what, like, yeah, sure, I'll make more money today, and it'll take more for them to get high, and they'll be chasing the same high that they once had, okay, and that is a nice size high, okay, they'll be chasing a bigger high, okay, which is great, okay, but at the same time, okay, you know, I don't want to take advantage of my people like that, okay. This is my market here. The women that I seduce, that's my market. Okay? Now, once I start giving at a high level, okay, I want to keep giving at a high level. Okay? I'm not talking about gifts. Okay? Money, we're not talking about that. We're talking about attention to detail. You know, psychology. You go to my website, you see 100 products, literally, you know, that you can order right now. Okay? You know, or, you know, when you get this audio, when you hear this, you've already ordered one, right? Okay? And there's all this quality. Okay? First of all, I want to give you quality shock. I want to give you quality shock. Because you know what? You're never going to find anything as good as my product out there. Okay? I know this. Not because I'm being cocky. Because I actually put in the time and the effort to create stuff that is kind of irreplaceable, you know, the best that there is, okay? This is my goal, it's my passion in life, okay? So I know it for a fact. I've tested everything out there on the market. Everything sucks, okay? Unless it's just hidden to the point where I cannot see it, and it's to the point where it doesn't even exist on the internet. Has absolutely no internet presence at all, okay? You know what I'm saying? I'm the best out there, okay? Now, you gotta understand this, okay? This is the same exact level of psychology that you're going to be using on women, okay? You know what I'm saying? This is the same type of stuff that you're going to be using on women, okay? One guy talks to one girl, likes a guy, you know, for whatever reasons that she likes this guy, okay? You know what I'm saying? He might be a little bit too shy or something like this, you know what I mean? Maybe, you know what I'm saying? You know, I can imagine a nice girl liking a shy guy. You know, hey, it is what it is. So anyway, you know, maybe this guy's a little too shy. He's like, oh, well, hey, hi, excuse me. You know, great to meet you. Whatever, right? It doesn't mean you have to be freaking, you know, Wall Street freaking stockbroker confident. you know what I'm saying, to approach women, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying that, you know, it may be, you know, okay, whatever, okay? And then, you know, you have this level over here, you know what I'm saying? You got the bad boy, you know what I'm saying, the one-night stand, and all this other types of stuff. You know what I mean? You know, he's good, but at the same time, he has absolutely nothing to provide. You know what I'm saying? He has nothing to give. He has nothing to offer. A lot of times, you know what I'm saying? And you know, but he's aggressive. He's super aggressive. He knows what he wants. He's super passionate. All right. Okay. What if she could get that same passion constantly upgraded in her marriages and or her long-term relationships? Okay, like we're talking constant upgrade to the point for where every single part of the relationship is pre-worked out before any tracks are laid. So that means kids versus love life, all these freaking issues that come along in those types of relationships already figured out. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Because of the level of psychology that you get from my website, you know, the level of psychology that you're working on so that you can convince her to do exactly what you want her to do. Okay? Now, she gets the best of both worlds. You know what I'm saying? Superman, if you will. You know, guy has superhuman strength. Okay? You know what I'm saying? He flies. Floats. Okay? Literally. Okay? What does he have? He's confident. You know what I'm saying? He's got balls. He's kind of brash, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know, he can stand up for his woman. He can stand up to his woman. Okay? You know what I'm saying? He can be gentle, understanding, empathetic. You know? Conniving, devious. Okay? Good heart, good-hearted. A lot of drive, a lot of perseverance. Can cut through anything. Can see through the fog where she can't. Okay? And she stays with you for that guy for a few months. She thinks it's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Oh, God. Lord forbid. God forbid if the guy is well-dressed. Doesn't even have to be freaking a GQ model. Okay? Doesn't have to be fucking, you know, Johnny Depp. Okay? But God forbid if the guy dresses like a GQ model. Okay? You see what I'm saying? That guy is wiping everything out. Like, there's nothing left in his freaking way. Okay? What does it take to become, like, this level? Like, what does it take? Okay? Well, I mean, that's for you to decide. When it comes down to it, you know, I definitely want you. Okay, so let's go back to the cocaine analogy. Okay? You know, cocaine people use, blah blah blah, right? So what happens? They get addicted to this high level of purity. You know what I'm saying? You know, how high can I go? You know what I'm saying? How high can I make myself? I mean, it's not like people are like, oh well, you know, oh, I'm pretty high, you know, I'm just gonna put it down right now. You know, I've got all the money in the world, I'm celebrating and everything like this. You know what I'm saying? I'm young, I'm free, I'm freaking, you know, you know what I'm saying, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know, I've got it by the freaking gallon, okay? You know what I'm saying? And yeah, I'm just going to take, yeah, no. You know what I'm saying? Most people are going to take it to the limit, okay? Most people. Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going? Congratulations on the baby. For you guys. Sure. So what I'm saying is this, right? So ultimately, you know, they do this and they live this really lavish lifestyle for a very, 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 very long time. Okay. Now, this is what keeps her behavior in check. You don't understand. This is what keeps her behavior in check. Because every once in a while, you know what I'm saying? She's gonna get a not so good idea in her mind. You know what I'm saying? To listen to some not so good idea from some not so good person. What's up, dog? How's it going, man? You exactly like just like a friendship, right? You know, good quality friend or something like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, you might get mad at him or whatever, but they're such a quality friend that you stick with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you go your way. You're like, oh, dude, man, I was making a mistake. I made a mistake and that type of thing. You know, there's girls right now that were pissed off at me, dropped me from their friends list. I dropped them from their friends list, and now we're friends again. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like we've been a fucking hell and back together. You know, and that's cool. You know, like be in that situation. You know, so back to the whole drug example, right? You know, there's 1,000 guys who sell cocaine, okay? You know what I'm saying? But yours is more potent than everyone else's, okay? You know what I'm saying? You want to be able to that gives you a special place. You know, people are going to come to you before they come to anyone else, okay? Now, you could, you know, short-term it and try to and give quality, then make them beg for the quality back, you know what I'm saying, and feel like some type of sense of satisfaction by making someone beg, you know what I'm saying, but that's not cool, because as sure as you put a gun to somebody's head, make them beg for their life, is as sure as they are going to seek revenge, you see what I'm saying, if they know that they can get away with it, okay. Now, if you were to say, you know, just be honest the whole time, you know what I'm saying? You know, it just makes things a lot better. So, you know, honesty, you know, integrity in your work and who you are, like the integrity of my work and what I'm doing with this website and all this other types of stuff is so important, so crucial to the seduction community, and what you ought to pay attention to, because there's a lot of guys out there who will look who are successful now, but they'll be dwarfed by your see, that's the one thing, like they say nice guys and stuff like this, you know what I'm saying? Well, if you were a stand-up guy, a good guy, and all this other types of stuff, and you give the quality of a good guy, and you're basically a good guy, you know what I'm saying? Like, girls are gonna love your shit for a long time, you know what I mean? Love you for a long, long time.